Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Baba Kamma. We are up to parak Tes, Mishnah Yud. Homer Libno, Kona Miyatanena Mishali. A person says to his son, I make a Kona, which is a form of a neder, that you're not allowed to get Hana'a from anything that is mine. Imei Sirushenu. When that guy dies, when the father dies, the son is allowed to get Hana'a from the estate. He gets the Yerusha from the father, because the father only made the neder Hana'a Mishali, that you're not allowed to get what's actually mine. But this isn't his anymore, because it automatically goes to the child. But if he says that you're not allowed to get any hanah from anything that belongs to me, whether I'm alive or whether I'm dead, so in base, lo yirushen, then what he's doing is he's saying that there shouldn't be a yirusha, because he's trying to make the iser even after he dies. Now, normally, you can't ask for something that's not yours, but over here, he asked it while it was still his, and he just declared that Isser should be ongoing after it's no longer his, so that he has the right to do. So he has to go back, he has to take whatever it would have been, the son would take whatever would have been his portion of the Yerusha and give it to his own brothers or his father's brothers, whoever the Yorshim actually are. V'meinlo, and if he doesn't have any money to support himself, so lovo balichov, he should borrow money, and the balichov can go and get paid back from the other Yorshim, corresponding to the amount of the Yerusha that this son would have had. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hagozel is a ger v'nishbalo. If someone steals from a ger and he swears falsely to him and he says that he swears that he didn't steal and that he's pater v'meis, and then the ger dies, and the ger is the only person that could die without any Yorshim, hareza mishan keren v'chomesh l'kohanim. Normally you would pay to the Yorshim, but he pays keren and chomesh to kohanim, and he brings an asham on the mizbech. Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'im ein l'ishkoel, that if a man does not have a goel hashiv hashem elav, he doesn't have a relative that you could give back the karen and the chomish to, hashem mushav l'hashem l'kohen. Instead, it goes to a kohen milvad el kapurim asher yichaper bo alav. Aside from the fact that he also has to bring the korban, which is obvious. Hayamalas hakesef es hashem. If the ganav was bringing the money or the asham to Yerushalayim to give the, you know, in this case where the money is going to go to the kohanim and the asham is going to go on the mizbeach, mace and the kanif dies along the way, hakesef yinasi lebanav. The money goes to his sons, meaning to his yarshim, meaning instead of going to the kohanim, it goes to the yarshim. Va'asham, and the Bartanur explains why is it that the money goes to the Yorshim and not to the Kohanim, the Yorshim of the Gazlan, Shekvar Zach ben Mimisas Hager, because he became the owner of them when the Ger died. Eladashava by Ilmeh, but he just has this mitzvah of Hashava, Kiechidav le Kabara Shuase, Vashasula Kabara, keeping the Mislei. The only thing is, he has this mitzvah of Hashava in order to be able to achieve Kapara. But now he's not able to achieve Kapara anyway because he died. So his Yorshim will inherit that money. Then the karban should graze until it develops a mum. And then it should be sold, and the money should go to pay for a karban nedava. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Yud we said that if a guy says to his son, I'm taking a neder hana, you're not allowed to get hana from my properties, and then the father dies, the son can get Yerusha. But if the father says, whether I'm alive or dead, then the son cannot get the Yerusha. The Yerusha instead will go to other Yorshim, and if the son doesn't have what to eat, so then he can borrow money, and the Balichov can collect corresponding to the amount of Yerusha he would have gotten from the other Yorshim. In Mishnah Yir Aleph, we said that if a guy steals from a ger and he swears to his denial of doing so, and then the ger dies, so he gives the keren and the chomish to kohanim and the asham to the mizbeach, because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says so. And if he was on his way to bring the money and the asham, he died, so the money goes to his own children, to the gazlan's children, and the asham is the animal that he was bringing as an asham would graze until it develops a mum, and then it gets sold, and the money instead is used for a nedava. But tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes Mishnah Yud Beis.